You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Under the lights, it's John Gibbons hosting. I'm delighted to be so because what a fantastic week of football we've got ahead of us. If you are a Liverpool fan, if you're an Evertonian, probably not so much. But chosen, not choosing, or whatever it is, though.
Manufactured or born or something. Fucking knobheads.
It's in our egg, it's in our chips.
That's Kev Walsh starting early. I'm also joined by Lizzie Doyle, by Paul Senior, by...
Paddy Fitzsimons.
Paddy Fitzsimons. I forgot to say him. And Sam Evans.
This is a 5-minute conversation. What's his
name? He's just been all-inclusively.
I know. I've just been saying I've been really, really bad at my job today. And then I've just thrown it in there.
You wrote his name down as well moments ago.
Oh, no. Terrible. But anyway, we're delighted. We're going to be looking ahead for this Bayern Munich game. And I'll start with you, Kez, if you've got a mouth.
Yes, I have.
It is bigger than it. It's Champions League knockouts. It's, you know... We haven't been in this situation too kind of many times over the last sort of 10-15 years. It's easy to forget, really, when you kind of, you know, think about the run last year and you think about us being kind of European royalty, if you like. There was sort of a 7-year, eight-year period where we didn't get a sniff.
And before that as well, it was a lot longer than 7 or 8 years. We missed out on it, you know what I mean? We had the run from 2005, which is brilliant, into, 2009, and we dropped out. That's only 4 years now. Probably in our lifetimes, we're 35 years old now. We've only had probably 8 or 9 times to enjoy this type of thing. So, as we were discussing off air before, these are the nights you've got to remember. That's what you're in it for. I know we're in a title challenge this year, which is fantastic. And for me, it's the one I want to win more. If you offer me the league and the European Cup now, I'd take the league all day. But by the same token, Bayern Munich at home, you don't get these. This is the first time I've ever seen us play Bayern Munich, you know what I mean? So, it's another special night. And these are the nights that make European royalty, do you know what I mean? You don't just get, it's not just bestowed upon us. Yeah. It's sort of a title we've made our own. And these are the nights where we do genuinely make it our own.
Paddy, we had you in just before Bournemouth. We were talking about kind of atmosphere, and the crowd really stepped up, didn't they? Which is great. It was a 3 o'clock kickoff on a Saturday, and the crowd were, you know, exactly what we need them to be. We need that again for Bayern, kind of maybe plus some, because we'll all hopefully have had a bit more of a drink.
Yeah, I think this is the type of game as well that I think no one needs telling. How good the atmosphere is going to be, or how important it is. These are the kinds of special nights where naturally the crowd just raises its game another level. Bournemouth was great the other week, but Bayern Munich at home on Tuesday nights under lights at Anfield, it's going to go up another level. I think it's going to be great.
Sam, I mean, we were just talking then about, you know, not taking it for granted. I guess kind of for your generation, really, last year was the first one that you can remember in terms of going with your mates, in terms of a proper run. So I guess any idea for people like you taking this for granted is kind of laughable, really.
I definitely take this for granted because it's like, it just seems like another Champions League.
Standard.
It's basically make or break, because after this is the quarter final, and I personally will go for the European Cup over the league.
You can tell you're only young lads.
is that because of the run last year? You
definitely
enjoyed it that much?
I
think, because it was, like you said, I think Under the Lights is more, it's more special, isn't it? Feels like
definitely.
It's got more of a buzz.
At Anfield,
you mean
that.
About just doing the show?
Because you're on a senior.
But I remember, like, 10 years ago watching nights like Chelsea at Anfield and thinking it's special, especially being under the lights at Anfield.
I get where you're coming from a little bit. Like this, I know it's been well quoted, hasn't it? There's nothing like an Anfield European night. And Bournemouth at homes and stuff like that, they're good, but you've just got to do loads of them to get where you're going, where it's like a couple of games in the European Cup at home and away, and then you're in the sort of, you're in the thrust of big nights where you think you can just win something straight away. I don't agree. I want the league more than anything I've ever wanted in my life. But no, I do get it. And my big thing is why either or? You know, this is the thing. I'd rather do this than that. Well, we'll do both. Be ambitious.
Or at least hedge your bets.
Well, yeah, we'll try. You know, there's not just playing a couple of champions. We're going to have to play them anyway. It's not like we're rich with this big, deep squad at the moment. We're ravaged. So it's going to be our best lads playing pretty much from now in both these competitions. So try and go for both. But I think you're right. You know, I've been going to games since I'm six or something like that. I've been going to Anfield for a long time. But these nights, I feel like we're too guilty. Well, we are guilty of taking them too much for granted sometimes. Because I think I'm even doing it myself, where it's not really been completely on my radar. I'm thinking loads about United. Loads about United, and this has just been the thing before it. You know, I know that sort of that run with Watford and all that. I'm going, oh, that's tasty. And Bayern's just been sort of something mentally in my way. Whereas Tuesday, it's here. It's going to be a test. They're a good side, and that's where you really get the measure of how good you are against these teams. Sports Social Podcast Network.